Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Org. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tucker Ashford. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashford juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashford. Baines moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Kittle moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hargan has Kittle trapped. There's the throw to Ashford and over to Way then, who tags Kittle for the out. Fletcher moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski juggles the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashford moves to second. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae is hit by the pitch. Eorg moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick fields it and throws to second for the out. Eorg moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patchy Orick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then strikes out. One out. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley, who is chasing the ball. Fletcher reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz bunts towards third. Ashford fields it and throws to first for the out. Dibzinski moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to third. McRae moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paciorek now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.